Hey, everybody. Welcome to a brand new venture we have here at Eat It and Like It. It's called Buford Bites, and we are going to dig a little bit deeper into Buford and the Sea Islands. The food scene in the Lowcountry is just so massive, and it's just so widespread that we thought, you know, Buford and the Sea Islands need a little bit of more attention to the food scene than it has previously gotten. So we're doing something about it. Joining me to do so is, most of you who live in the Buford area know, Kelly Chelton. She is Lowcountry Spotlight. Lowcountry Spotlight's Kelly Chelton. Did I get that right?
Yes.
Welcome. How are you?
Thank you. I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Super. My pleasure. You and I have been talking about this since last summer. If you remember, we had lunch at Locals. Where did we have lunch?
It was Locals Raw Bar.
Locals Raw Bar. That's right. We had lunch there, and you and I said, you know, we could A, B, C, D, E. And it took a minute, but, you know, some of the best things out there take a minute to put together. But yet, here we are, focusing a little bit more on what you've been doing for almost 8 years now, yeah?
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about so the people who don't know you, I know everyone does, but those who don't, who may not live in the area, tell us a little bit about your background and how you got into promoting small businesses.
So I moved here permanently in 2014. I've been coming down here for over 40 years, not to date myself, but moved here permanently in 2014 and realized that there was a need for small businesses to get featured, spotlighted on social media, because at that time, I don't think that many of them were grasping the wide range of an audience that they could capture by social media. And coming from a background of entrepreneurs, I have that place in my heart to help those small business owners get spotlighted, have people come in their doors when they didn't even know they existed. And so, yeah, Lowcountry Spotlight was created, and I've been having a blast ever since.
That is ultimately all that matters, right? If it is work. I know it you is. Know it is a lot of work. But when you enjoy it as much as it would appear that you are, then it kind of makes it a little bit easier. Is that fair?
Yeah, well, and, you know, I've made a lot of really great relationships and friendships that I think helped everybody kind of get through the whole pandemic.
Right.
You know, it's different when you don't know your client personally and they're across the country, but when you know them because they're right down the road from you, or they might even be your neighbor, it really changes things, and it makes you appreciate what you're doing that much more.
No kidding. And you know, I've been doing my thing with Eat It and Like It for 14 years now. And that is the people ask me, you know, oh, you get to eat all that food. Yeah, but that's great. And I don't take it for granted at all. But my favorite part is the relationships that you can build with people who are working really hard. And the small business, you know, I've said it once, I say it a million times. I've heard stories. By the time we opened, we were down to $50 in the register, and we said, let's go for it. And, you know, now that's like a big, giant thing. Those type of stories where hard work is rewarded is my juice. It's that's why I think you and I have gotten along so well, is because it's yours as well. That's kind of the motivation here. At the end of the day, it is business. But we love you and I probably combined have given away more free publicity than, you know. But that's what makes it sincere, you know.
Right. Hey,
if they're doing a great job with their sandwich, burger, salad, whatever, you know, people should know about it, because if it works for them, it'll work for everybody ultimately. So you and I are going to gather here. Well, we're tossing around twice a month for now. We'll see how it goes. To talk about the food scene it's not the northern Lowcountry, which is kind of what jammed me up at the beginning. It's our northern Lowcountry, at least for me. You are, you know, where you are. The Lowcountry obviously stretches up the coast through Charleston and all that. But for this particular section of the Lowcountry, you guys in Buford, north of the Broad, are not isolated, but you have your own little thing going on up there that has a lot of great food and drink and things to do. That's kind of what Low Country Spotlight was about. Do you ever dip below the south of the Broad?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Awesome. Reason being is that kind of, I started doing that because before, you know, let's say 5 years ago, 6 years ago, you know, we only had one Walmart. We didn't have Buford Station. You know, we were still in the slow country. Yeah. So my mom and I, we would travel to Savannah and Bluffton a lot to go to the stores that we didn't have here that we needed, you know, to go to. Mm-hmm. And so if I'm going to go, I'm going to eat.
Right.
And I'm going to spotlight where I go to eat. So absolutely.
Yeah. I got asked Friday night. I was at a dinner and I was sitting at a big round table full of people I hadn't met yet. And one of them said, "Now, are you working?" And I laughed and I said, "If I'm eating, I'm working." I mean, because if something is amazing, people are going to want to know about it. If something is terrible, then I'm going to share it with people. So if you and I are eating, we're judging whether we say anything about it or not, right?
True. Very true.
I'm going to eat this and forget about it immediately. No, if it makes an impression, it does, or it does not. Very good. Well, I'm looking forward to this venture, and today we're going to begin with something that was your idea, and it's seasonal, and seasonal in so much as we have now rolled into March, and St. Patrick's Day is 2 weeks from today as we record this. Mm-hmm. The weather is starting to get nice. Winter appears to be behind us, fingers crossed. And we're going to begin this journey with the Reuben sandwich, which you were about to tell us originally had nothing to do with St. Patrick's Day, correct?
To my knowledge. So, you know, I did a lot of research on this because, unlike you,
right,
the Reuben is actually my absolute favorite deli sandwich ever.
Really?
Absolutely. So, and I think, so a lot of people associate the Reuben, because it has corned beef in it, to St. Patrick's Day.
Right.
However, let's just go back a little bit with some history, okay? Mm-hmm. So in the early 1600s, the Irish would celebrate St. Patrick's Day. Now, this falls during Lent. Mm-hmm. So March 17th, as a Catholic, mm-hmm. you know, you're not allowed to consume meat. Mm-hmm. Now, for them, because they thought so greatly of St. Patrick, on March 17th, they would go to church in the morning, and then in the afternoon and in the evening hours, they were kind of given a pass, if you will, mm-hmm. and they celebrated and feasted on, now hear this, traditional Irish bacon, cabbage, and potatoes.
Okay.
It wasn't until the, 20th century, when the Irish American immigrants were here and their neighbors were basically Jewish delis. And that's where they learned that they could affordably celebrate St. Patrick's Day using corned beef. So they learned that from the Jewish delis. And so that's where kind of the corned beef, the Americanized version of St. Patrick's Day, came about. Okay.
Right.
So now we're talking about St. Patrick's Day, modern day. How do we celebrate? What do we do? Mm-hmm. We drink Guinness. Green beer.
Yeah. Or Guinness.
We hop from bar to bar. Right. Okay. So while many of us associate the traditional corned beef, cabbage, potato dinner, for those who are going out to celebrate, they're going to want something portable, right? Mm-hmm. Something easy. Mm-hmm. So what better than to morph in a sandwich, a portable sandwich,
right,
that has all those staple ingredients of this traditional St. Patrick's Day meal? It's got the corned beef. It's got the cabbage or sauerkraut.
Mm-hmm.
And where do the potatoes come in? Get a side of fries or a bag of chips, okay, right?
All
right. So this is where people are going to say, well, okay, but the Reuben isn't technically an Irish dish. It's not. In fact, there's some argument about who actually invented it. One argument is that it was a deli in Omaha, Nebraska. They think a Jewish deli.
All All right.
And then also one in New York City, New York, another possible Jewish deli.
Jewish deli in New York, you don't say.
Yes. So, but here's the thing is, I just find it so interesting that the Jewish community kind of came together with the Irish community to help them celebrate St. Patrick's Day in a more affordable way by offering them, hey, here's corned beef. And so then we've got this sandwich that has now become this staple of the St. Patrick's Day celebration. And I think it's a great option. If you don't have time to sit down for a big, you know, corned beef, cabbage and potato meal, you're out there partying, go to that bar and get that Reuben.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're going to love it.
Grab the Reuben. Well, you outed me a minute ago. I don't. Have I had a bite or two of a Reuben in my life that I'm like, oh, it's pretty good. I have never in my life ordered a Reuben sandwich. I don't like them. I have been trying them for years, because since I started eating like it, there are a lot of things I didn't care for that I have come to like now. But the Reuben, I can't break through, which is fine. There's going to be things I don't like. At the end here, after we get your top five in your area, we are going to mention one that I know is very good.
Well, quick question. Now, yeah. You don't like the Reuben,
right?
But are you a St. Patrick's Day dinner fan? Is it the corned beef you don't like?
No, I don't do sauerkraut, number one, under any circumstances. None, zero, big zero, do I do sauerkraut.
All right.
And so that, you know, corned beef I've had. My grandma, my mom's mom used to make it up in New York City, and I would eat it, and okay, fine, but it wasn't my favorite thing. And that was when I was a kid, so I've gotten away from it. So no, you won't find corned beef in my house.
Gotcha.
So anyway, so you're going to tell us your top five and why, and it's your favorite sandwich ever. One day we'll do an episode on turkey sandwiches, and I'll give you mine because that's my favorite.
Yeah, hey, I'll eat a turkey Reuben. But
that turkey Reuben is certainly a thing at the Jewish delis. Okay, so are you ranking or are you just listing? I don't think you want to rank, do you?
No, I'm just listing, and honestly, I've got five. And this is not to say that there are not tons of restaurants in the Beaufort area that offer great Reubens. This just happens to be five that I've been to. I can personally give you my experience. So the first one is going to be Griddle and Grits. That's located in downtown Port Royal at 1638 Harris Avenue. Now, most of you know this as the old one-room schoolhouse that used to be on St. Helena.
Yeah.
And they offer all-American breakfast and lunch all day, pretty much, you know, from like 7 to 3 throughout the week. Now, their Reuben sandwich is just the classic sandwich. It's the thin sliced corned beef, the Swiss cheese, the Thousand Island dressing, the sauerkraut on grilled rye. And it comes with a side. They offer many different sides. My favorite are the waffle fries. They're huge. But many people love their sweet potato fries. They rave about them. Okay.
That's
a great one. Affordable too. Definitely affordable for the amount of food that you're getting.
What's the cost? Do you remember?
I want to say it's $15.99-ish. Okay. Maybe around there, $14, $15.99-ish.
That's about what a sandwich is going for these days.
Yes. And you get a really generous portion. That's the great thing about Reubens. If they're made correctly, you've got a lot of ingredients in there, and it's a very hearty meal.
Right.
Second would be Ren Bistro. That's in downtown Beaufort. It's located at 210 Carteret Street.
Yeah.
So they serve lunch, I think lunch only two times a week, and then lunch and dinner, I want to say they do three times a week.
Okay.
So they also have the classic Reuben. You've got your corned beef, your Swiss cheese, your sauerkraut. It's on a marble rye, the marble rye, but what's a little bit different is they don't use the Thousand Island dressing. They have what's called a comeback sauce. And it's similar, but it's a little bit more tangy and a little bit spicy. And it's just a great accompaniment with the ingredients.
Very good.
They blend perfectly.
Do they bake their own bread? Do you know where they get it from?
You know what? I'm not sure about that. Okay. I'm not sure about that. I do know, though, that it is a marble rye.
Gotcha.
So
fair enough.
And the last time that I was there, it was $14.
Okay. Good deal for Ren.
Good deal for rent.
Yep.
Next
number three.
One, now we're kind of morphing away. We're kind of getting a little bit away from the classic style Reuben. The next one is going to be Rain and Bagels. That's located also in downtown Buford at 221 Scott Street.
Yep.
Great bagels. Great bagels.
Great bagels.
I love that you can get any sandwich of theirs on either a hoagie, a roll, and so it's a hoagie roll, I believe, a bagel, obviously, mm-hmm. or you can get it as a wrap. Now, I'm a huge wrap girl. I love mm-hmm. any sandwich on a wrap. Mm-hmm. So they have the classic Reuben as well. You're going to get the corned beef, the sauerkraut, the Swiss cheese, the Thousand Island dressing, and that's going to be on a rye bagel or a wrap. Now, one day last year, they did a special, and I spoke with Rainey earlier or later last week and asked her if she was still going to do this special, and she said she probably will, but it's something that you can get any day off the menu. Basically, it's like an upgraded Reuben wrap is how I had it. Now, she sent me a photo of the bagel, so I'll have to send that to you, Jesse, as well. But basically, you've got your corned beef, you've got the sauerkraut, you've got your Swiss cheese. But instead of the Thousand Island dressing and the rye bread, she's got this jalapeno honey mustard sauce, grilled onions, and then arugula. Oh, man, it was so good.
Jalapeno honey mustard. I will also add that I'm not a big honey mustard person. I do like it.
Yeah.
But, you know, the people who, can I get six extra honey mustards when they go to Chick-fil-A? I don't do that. But jalapeno honey mustard sounds like it's homemade, obviously, to get that combination. I bet that's really good.
It was really good. And I'm kind of there with you. Here's the thing is I'm not a honey mustard fan, really, mm-hmm. and I'm not a jalapeno fan. Mm-hmm. But somehow mixing them together just, oof, with those ingredients.
Yeah, I mean, I've never even heard of that, so I can't imagine that it's not homemade.
I would assume it is.
Interesting.
So that, I believe, was $11 and comes with bagel chips and a pickle. You can add on another side like pasta salad or bean salad for $2 more. Definitely
nice.
Worth it. I can only eat a half of one of her wraps in one sitting.
Nice. Love
Very
me some
hearty.
Rain and Bagels. Yeah, they do a really, really nice job there. Yeah, love that spot. So you got one more?
I got two more real quickly. More. Okay, so next is Cece's Honey Hole. Now, you know Cece's Honey Hole in Port Royal, located at 901 8th Street. It's not a restaurant. It's a bait and tackle shop. Once you get past that and you've tried one of Cece's delicious weekly meals, she usually does a Thursday, Friday, and Saturday meal. Fridays are typically reserved for her amazing tacos that she does a little twist on them every week. Well, last year for St. Patrick's Day, she did Irish tacos. And these, my friend, are my absolute favorite out of all the tacos that she's made.
Really? Well, because you love Reubens.
I do.
Corned beef?
So basically, they're obviously corned beef. She's got a creamy coleslaw, cheese. It's toasted in a flour tortilla. And then she's got a secret, creamy, secret sauce that she won't tell me about.
Fair enough.
Talked to her over the weekend, and she said that she's probably going to do those Friday before St. Patrick's Day.
That's the 14th, 15, 16, 17, yes.
Yep.
Yeah, March 14th, keep an eye out for those Irish tacos at Cece's Honey Hole. And I have to mention real quick, you said she does food, you know, a few days a week, usually on the weekends. Everything that young lady touches is just spectacular. If it's not the smash burger, it's the Cuban I vouch for. What else does she do?
So Saturday,
breakfast burritos?
She does the breakfast burritos, and that's literally like three meals.
Yeah.
In one.
Yeah.
You just.
Yeah.
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 Really.
That is a North of the Broad star on the rise for sure in the bait shop there. If you haven't heard about it, you need to look her up and go get some of that food. Okay. So who's last for you?
One more.
Who's last?
One more. And this is for my vegetarian friends. All right. So Urban Market and Cafe, located at 1601 North Street in downtown Beaufort. They specialize in a lot of vegan and vegetarian items, smoothies, coffee. Emily is an amazing chef, baker. She is just, everything that she makes is just top notch. For a short period of time, I was vegetarian. I think I told you this.
Mm-hmm.
And not so much now. But I tried their Reuben, which is basically smoked. It's a smoky beet Reuben. It's roasted organic beets, and then the regular Reuben ingredients. So you got your Swiss cheese, your sauerkraut. They've got an in-house Thousand Island dressing with that, and then it's on rye bread. Now, for those of you that are like, "Whoa, that's just out of this. That's out of my realm. Like, I don't know if I can handle that." I'm telling you what, it's something to try.
At least try.
It is really, really delicious, and it's just it's for some reason it's just got all of the flavors, even though it doesn't have the corned beef in it.
Right.
Something about that smoke, the smoked beets.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you're eating a Reuben.
Yeah, a lot of times things like that, you know, they test them obviously before they put them out to the public, and they know that it's hey, that's pretty good for yep. you know, line up some Reuben lovers. And how often do you crave that one versus the corned beef one, since you like Reuben so much?
Well, okay, I'm obviously going to crave the corned beef one, right. But if I do happen to go to Urban Market, which I love, I do love going. Mm-hmm. If the tomato pie is not available, which is amazing,
mm-hmm.
I would go for the beet Reuben. Oh. It's probably my favorite thing there.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Well, that's good to know. A lot of people are looking for healthier options, and that is certainly certainly one of them. Do you eat more of them this time of the year because it's kind of celebratory, or do you, since you like them so much, have them all the time?
No, I have them all the time. I pretty much have to, when I go to a restaurant that's new, mm-hmm. For example, I went to Groovy's in Bluffton, right. And I'm like, I gotta try something I haven't tried before. But as I'm looking at the menu and I'm watching the waitress walk by me with these sandwiches, and I'm like, I gotta have the Reuben.
Gotta do it. One that I will tell you that we have given some love at Eat and Like It is down on Hilton Head Island. That is incredibly popular. It's at Earl of Sandwich Pub at Caligny Plaza. It's a great, great, great Reuben. They've been doing it for many, many years. Consistency is the name of the game there. It's a fabulous, fabulous sandwich. I would recommend if you are down on Hilton Head Island. Do you have one that you like in the Bluffton area other than the one you just mentioned?
I know.
No, if it doesn't, you're Reuben, that's your favorite sandwich. If it doesn't jump out at you, then it doesn't jump out at you. That's okay.
Does Okatee count?
Sure, of course.
Okay, so then it would have to be the...
Alehouse?
The Alehouse, because they do their corned beef in-house.
Nice.
That's probably the best Reuben I've ever had.
Ever?
Yep.
Wow. So we've now given everyone seven, yeah?
Yes.
Seven Reubens? That's good. That'll keep y'all satiated through the month of March, right? Very good. Well, before we get out of here, tell everybody where those that don't know you, where they can find you and follow along on your Low Country adventures.
So you can find me on Facebook at Low Country Spotlight, also Instagram, Low Country Spotlight. I am currently updating my website to give it a little bit of a facelift, but that's lowcountryspotlight.com. And reach out to me if you have any questions about what we do. But like Jesse had said, the biggest thing that we love doing is mm-hmm. helping to showcase people and their business ventures.
Yeah, and I do need to stress here that what you do with Low Country Spotlight is not food centric. Yes, of course, food is involved,
right.
But you do a lot of work in the area with every small business, whether it's a boutique or an art gallery or any kind of small business. That is your niche, correct?
Absolutely.
Very good. Kelly Charlton, Low Country Spotlight, thank you so much for hanging out with us here for a little bit. I'm looking forward to this. This is going to be fun.
Me too.
We're looking at every 2 weeks, but 2 weeks from today will be St. Patrick's Day, so we'll see where the next one falls. But we will be back with more of Eat and Like It's Buford Bites with Kelly Charlton in a couple of weeks. So thanks for hanging out with us. Mm-hmm.